It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, welcome back to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony with your main man, Jimmy Failla. I am, of course, reaching you today from the great state of Ohio, where I am wrapping up my moon landing documentary. It actually comes out August 7th on Fox Nation. It's called Moon Landing Fact or Fiction. How's that for a fancy title? Anyway, the doc is actually good. William Shatner's in it, a couple of NASA rocket engineers, a guy who claims he's on a government kill list because he knows the moon landing is fake. It's actually pretty entertaining. And we traveled the world. We were at the Capitol in Jim Jordan's office. We were on Hollywood Boulevard talking to crazy people. I think you'll get a kick out of it if you give it a go. But I'm out in Ohio, not only to film the doc, not only to perform tonight at a sold out Grand Opera House in St. Mary's, Ohio. Hey, girl, that's hot. But I'm also here to give the Fox Across America game ball out to Kevin Walling. We don't get a lot of Democrats who win the game ball on this show. Walling, as you know, he bounces around the channel. He is a surrogate for Joe Biden. He is actually employed by Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. He is now in some capacity, I don't know if he's on the payroll or not, clearly still fighting the ground war for Joe Biden, as you will hear in this interview. But the thing I like about Kevin Walling is he concedes defeat as a Democratic pundit. There are areas of the conversation where he doesn't fight you just to fight you. He will deal in common sense. Yes, he gave me a lot of evasive non-answers when it came to Hunter and his plea deal, but at the same time, he did all of it in a really good-natured manner. My favorite thing about doing the show is getting a chance to give you guys a little crosstalk, hear what liberals think, you know, get their take on the world just the same as I want them to have ours. Because you can solve problems if you can talk about them. But if everything becomes agree with me or you're Hitler, you don't get anywhere. And that's the whole point of this radio show. We haven't been getting anywhere in this country for a long time. Like, I've gotten to Ohio, but I don't know that that was the goal for everybody. So here's me saluting Kevin Walling in an effort to have some good faith crosstalk that might just get us someplace sometime. Kevin Walling, come get your game ball, you big lug. We are joined at the tippy top of the hour. Tippy top of the hour by a man who happens to be a surrogate for the Biden campaign.
This is the biggest schmuck I've ever met.
Maybe so, but we love the guy. Kevin Walling is in the house.
Hey, Jim.
Man. Great to see you.
I've never been at the tippy top. This is moving on up. Well, we got to play the Jeffersons or something like that.
Toys.
This is a big deal.
What do you think? How do you think I got here? That's what the Millennium Falcon's doing in the studio. We had to fly here.
I love it.
I had to rent a Wookiee. You can't own one in New York because of the zoning laws.
That's true.
We rented one, and here we are, right in the studio. Kevin Walling, fresh off the outnumbered couch.
Sprinted up here.
The lovely ladies of Outnumbered.
They were great. It was a great show.
I can't imagine what they'd talk about on a day like today. I guess the lead question then is, you know, it's not for you to steer the show. I didn't mean to make you work that hard. But have you applied for a job on the Newsom campaign yet?
I have not. California is a lovely place, according to all that we see across
Fox. I don't know. He seems to like D.C. better.
Programming. You know, Gavin Newsom, we talked about this before, Jimmy. Gavin Newsom, since he was 12, has wanted to be president.
Yep.
So, you know, he's running this kind of national PAC campaign and stuff like that. I think he's going to run in 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's a good answer. I mean, I was going to suggest even the DeSantis campaign because it's on the East Coast, but they're not hiring right now. I don't know if you heard.
They are dropping like flies.
I got to tell you, man, there is a level of arrogance to his campaign. Let's start there. Okay. And I've been saying this on the show forever. When he launched on Twitter Spaces, okay.
Did he actually launch?
No, that's the point. But yeah. Stick with me. Okay, but when he chose to do that to me, I was like, all right, this isn't the end of his campaign because it was a story for a half hour. But it showed a weird judgment to me because I was like, who would stake all of their political fortunes on this untested app? Now, lucky for him, it didn't have the pop culture impact that it would have because there were no late night shows. There was no Daily Show. There's a writer strike going on. So he didn't really get his feet held to the fire for it. It was just people online making fun of him. That was the limit of the reach, though.
Yeah.
But to me, it really did demonstrate bad instincts. And what I'm learning over the course of this campaign so far is he does seem to have them. Like, that was a little bit of an indicator.
No, he's got terrible instincts. And I don't think he surrounds him. You know, it's he and his wife for the most part. They're not even on email or text message because they're so worried about subpoenas and stuff like that. So they're so insular. So no one's telling him that you shouldn't do this gov or you should do this gov. And it's all, you know this better than me, it's all about expectations, uh-huh. right? He allowed Donald Trump to spend millions of dollars for 3 months uh-huh. while he was equivocating down in Tallahassee running the yeah. state, right? He mm-hmm. said, I'll tell everybody after the session. And that opened him up to attacks. His best month on the campaign trail was before he announced last January when he was neck and neck with the former president.
Yeah, it's weird because he's gone down since he's gotten in.
Yeah.
And he has like a weird likability problem from what
he's
pollsters
kind of a weird
are telling
guy,
me.
I think.
I don't know, but it's crazy because yeah. now we're looking at a situation where we're told Trump could get indicted a third time today,
mm-hmm.
a third time, but his poll numbers will likely go up.
And he'll raise a ton of money off of it, too.
Oh, you better believe it. But this is the thing that's so crazy. I think it's reflective of we really have damaged faith in our institutions in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the institutions are responsible for that. I think there's an unprecedented matter in which they went after Trump that we could have our issues with his behavior.
Sure.
But if we've never indicted somebody once in 247 years, and now we've got a group on to indict the guy. We're on number 3 right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people see this as like kangaroo court stuff.
It's like that deli counter taking number.
Yeah, yeah. Now yeah. when they're just prosecutors are just taking numbers, they're like, did we do 82 yet? Like, I want some bologna. Slice it thin. Slice it thin now.
Listen, I'm a Democrat. I don't think it's a good thing for this country that a former president has been indicted multiple times. Now, we can adjudicate the basis of those indictments. I don't think it's also good that the son of a current president mm-hmm. has been indicted. That's not good for this country either. Because, mm-hmm. again, to your point, we got to restore faith in institutions.
Yeah.
Because, again, who's going to clean our clock? It's China.
Yep.
Right? If we don't restore faith in our institutions, have a singular mindset, you can disagree, and we disagree all the time. That's mm-hmm. why I love this show.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have our lunches eaten by China if we don't get this stuff together.
Now, hold on, because there are some checks and balances. I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
But will China eat our lunch if the Bidens continue to do their bidding in the White House? Or will they back off? I mean, they sent a lot of money.
Can't you play that Chewbacca thing again? Do that.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, Kevin Walling. And then we'll break in because I got breaking news. Mikey, my producer, just sent me a Truth Social post from Trump. And this is significant for two reasons. One, Trump is weighing in on a potential indictment. But two, it means Mikey logged off the porn site and was on a real news site during the show. This is not common. This is a watershed moment on the show.
You better get off that Wi-Fi quick.
But let's talk for a second. Doesn't it seem a little odd to you, not Kevin Walling, the surrogate,
mm-hmm.
okay, just a human being with no background in politics, is it weird that if you're being faced with a tax charge and a gun charge,
mm-hmm.
that you'd be also negotiating for immunity from any other potential charges that could come your way?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And again, I think there was a disconnect, obviously, between the U.S. attorney mm-hmm. and, the Biden legal team.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that they knew the contours of this plea arrangement since June 20th, mm-hmm. right? And you go into court with all these questions, of course it was going to get shot down over procedural issues mm-hmm. that should have been worked out long ago. And I hope they come back, they slim it down, they recoup, and they figure out, okay, what this is actually about, those years in terms of tax, and then obviously there's other cases against Hunter, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, what might those future charges be? Does it concern you that there might have been 15 shell companies that took foreign money? Let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
You're engaged to be married. You guys go out to dinner. You're very.
I am today. Let's see if I stay that way.
Hey, you're very socially active.
Yeah.
Do you ever go out to dinner or engage in any type of, you go out for drinks, you split the bill?
And we never split the bill.
Okay.
He always pays.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you might not be engaged if this keeps up. I may take him from you. Hey, girl.
Move over, Jenny.
Jenny! Well, this is awkward.
Call home.
how was your day? Funny you should ask, Jenny.
Pack your bags.
Have you ever been out to dinner or anywhere where you were splitting a check and the person you were splitting it with was like, I'll tell you what, don't send it to me. Send it through 15 shell companies that will ultimately deposit it in my grandkids' account. Do you walk away from that meal going, well, that was a totally legitimate conversation we had there?
Yeah, of course. Of course I do. Isn't that what Venmo is? You know, going through all these different shell companies?
Time was you could wire money through 15 shell. That was a clown answer. We love you. All right, are you ready for the Truth Social post?
Let's do it.
Kevin Walling is
seated.
In studio, and I love him.
Sitting down.
Okay. My attorneys had a productive meeting with the DOJ this morning, explaining in detail that I did nothing wrong, was advised by many lawyers, and that an indictment of me would only further destroy our country. No indication of notice was given during the meeting. Do not trust the fake news on anything. So what he's saying there, Mikey, is that I might still be on Hannity tonight.
and not get bumped.
Because if he gets indicted, guess who ain't going to be on Hannity tonight? I'll be home. I might be watching.
I don't even know why you're dragging that back to. He's back to the porn sites.
He's
not even listening to
he's
this.
He's on nymphonurses.com or whatever the hell he's watching in there. I forget. He's not wrong that it does damage the country to continuously have these indictments. I hope there's no timetable for a third. What I find interesting about this one, for real, this is just getting past the politics. Mm-hmm. It's like if they were going to indict him for January 6th, it could have happened anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if the crossing of the Rubicon by Alvin Bragg is what's just making this possible. Because it's not like there's new information. We knew January 6th. We had an impeachment over January 6th. We had the January 6th committee, which, by the way, was slickly produced with primetime ABC producers. Not that they were trying to use that for political gain. He's laughing, Kevin Walling. So the point is to do this now. The timing of this very suspicious.
I don't know if it's suspicious. There was a lot of news coverage on Merrick Garland actually wouldn't say giving Trump the benefit of the doubt, but delaying any kind of prosecution about Donald Trump, letting the process play out. They've obviously been going after the folks that entered the Capitol illegally. I think the thing that actually spurred them on was the January 6th committee. I don't think Merrick Garland wants to go down this road. It's not great for, you know, President Biden, right, to go down this road because, again, it's all political, right, in the eyes of people saying you're prosecuting, you know, your chief rival and stuff like that. But I think to your point, in terms of restoring institutional support and faith, they had to do this. Right. You can't not prosecute someone because of their position, and you can't prosecute someone because of their position. So right? No one's above the law.
So are you saying they should impeach Biden?
I'm saying you should buy my Chinese food meal next time so I don't have to Venmo you through a shell company.
Yo, we are in studio by KJP, apparently stands for Kevin Jean-Pierre. Couple of non-answers. I'm not going to lie.
It's the Hatch Act. I can't talk to you about this.
Here's the good news.
Yeah.
I don't actually think Biden will get impeached.
No.
Because I don't think the vast majority of the Republicans are anything other than like a uniparty controlled opposition. Yeah. It's not about evidence. I've seen plenty of things that have made me say, hey, we should maybe be looking at this a little harder. But I think the thing you got going for you is there's about 12 Republicans that actually do things.
Yeah.
And a lot of Republicans that are just, you know, going to Cafe Milano. That's like good Pinot Noir. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you were to make a prediction on this show, we've got a minute.
Yeah.
Does he get impeached? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think to your point, you know, Speaker McCarthy has a 4-seat majority. If he wants to increase the size of that majority, he's not going to go down this impeachment road just because the evidence isn't there. And, you know, they're trafficking in, oh, we're going to impeach Mayorkas, we're going to impeach Garland. The problem is we throw around impeachment as if it's another political tool. Well, it really cannot be that way.
I know, but it kind of became one. I don't know if you heard under the last administration.
Well, I would say those two were justified.
Kevin Jean-Pierre.
That's a great name.
It is.
That's like that could be a porn name right there.
That's the KJP. What's your middle name?
Mikey, look it up. Peter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kevin JP. So there's a P
Pierre.
In there somewhere.
Yeah, that's Pierre, right?
Kevin Jean-Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
We love having you on the show, man.
That's
I don't know where the time went.
It goes by so fast.
But it was exciting. Good luck with dinner tonight.
Thank you.
You and the hubs are going out. And I appreciate all of your answers and your non-answers. I appreciate them as well.
Get them out of here. Get them out.
That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Join me back in New York on Monday for a live one. Until then, have the best weekend allowable by law. I am out the door.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.